91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. Today we begin with word about the Delray Beach Arts Garage, a nonprofit performance center which puts on plays, concerts, classes, and hosts exhibits. Good afternoon, Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman. The Performance Center is especially known for jazz, blues, classic rock, and salsa offerings, and welcomes many internationally flavored performers. More in minutes on that. And it's Thursday, of course, so chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gastenheimer is here. We'll hear about this summer's edition of Miami Spice. Tourism slows this time of year, so locals really make out, with more than 250 top restaurants giving big discounts for lunch and dinners. Stay tuned for Topical Currents after NPR and regional news. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, and today's Topical Currents Thursday edition. We begin with word about a music and performance venue unique to downtown Delray Beach. It's the Arts Garage, which is also home to the Grassroots Gallery for artwork display.
Arts Garage is a nonprofit organization and showcases premier music and theater, arts education programs, community outreach, and more. We'll learn more from Arts Garage president and CEO Marjorie Waldo. She's responsible for the venue making something of a comeback this year after some past funding difficulties.
So we'll find out what's in store at Arts Garage. Welcome to you, Marjorie Waldo. Good to have you on Topical Currents.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's our pleasure. So let's go back. I guess it was about 10 months ago that you came to Arts Garage and their financial future was uncertain. How did you turn things around?
We've got an incredible team of people here who are really committed, and that comes from every part of the organization. We have over 200 guild members, and our guild is our volunteer force. They raise about $60,000 a year for us and do tons of volunteering, including ambassadorship in the community. We have an amazing board of directors. I think we have 13 right now, and they're all it's a working board, very dedicated to making sure that this place stays for a long time and putting in work to make sure that it does. And then we have a terrific staff. So we built a really great team of people in-house to go full force, to try to turn it back, to turn it around.
Give us a little feel of the downtown scene there in Delray Beach, the theater, restaurants, galleries, and such. What's it like?
We're so lucky. We're right smack dab, what the mayor calls the 50-yard line of the city. So we're just off of Atlantic Avenue, one block on Northeast 2nd Ave. So we're really in the heart of the city, and we're in the heart of the Pineapple Grove Arts District. So there's tons of fun, funky places to eat or shop or get your hair done. We're neighbors with Old School Square, which is an amazing venue in and of itself. Different than us. So we are partners and collaborators rather than competitors. And it's just a beautiful city. Delray is the only city that I have lived in. I'm not going to say it's the only one, but I think it's one of the few that puts their money where their mouths are. They really believe that the arts and culture are important to their community and support us in making that happen. So I'm very grateful.
I understand this is Restaurant Week in Delray, so maybe some of our listeners can get some good dining deals up there.
Oh, absolutely. There's amazing food. There's a couple of really terrific restaurants right here on the avenue. We have patrons who come in, and we're a cabaret style, so we allow our patrons to bring in wine, beer, alcohol of any kind, and their food. I've seen people bring in sushi boats from a local Japanese restaurant, and they set up at their tables with their friends and eat. So I have patrons come in all the time and say, where can I get a? And I can tell you within three blocks, there's almost anything you could ask for.
I think so, I was there in Pineapple Grove. I think at Banyan Restaurant and Bar, I think it's right down from you.
I think so, too. It's on 2nd, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's such a great area. It's interesting mm-hmm. that although you spent 25 years as an educator, your roots actually do go back to drama and theater. So it's sort of like you've come full circle with
it's
this appointment.
It's funny you say it, because it's how I feel. It's funny that you say that, truly, because I felt I started looking at this place as a possibility probably 3 or 4 years ago. I had hoped to come on staff. And it just appeals to me at every level. I love nonprofits, which we are. I love turnarounds, which we were. I love working with children. I love working near a theater, close to a theater, even having my finger on a theater. And I love music. So it just felt like it did draw back to my first love. Mm.
Right. That's really interesting. Well, let's talk about some of the programs and the outreach of Arts Garage. To begin with, you have these four alternative programs. Well, three. You say the fourth is beginning next month, right?
Yep. We have three that we've already launched. One was paused for a couple of months, but it relaunches in September. And the fourth one launches in September. We have a couple more in the wings waiting that we're still in the development process of. They're really exciting. So one of the things I loved most about being a principal was the ability to build capacity in my staff and find people who wanted to be really good at what they believed they wanted to do for a living and helping them achieve that, helping build a ladder for them, so to speak. And so I'm trying to do that locally here, I believe. And I believe it's part of the city and CRA's, one of the important things to them is that we provide an opportunity for locals of all demographics to participate in the arts here. So one of the first things we did was create a plan to showcase emerging artists, tying those two things together. My desire to watch people grow and achieve their happy place, if you will, and the city's desire to serve a larger population. So the Grassroots Gallery is an example of that. You mentioned that before. It is branded that because it serves local artists only who live, work, and play in Delray. So you might live in Boynton or another town, but you either have a job or a business here or hang out here a lot and spend your money here.
Excuse me for 1 second, Marjorie. I just want to understand that because that was one of my questions. So in order to be eligible to show at the Grassroots Gallery, you do have to have some connection to Delray. You can't...
Some local roots.
Okay.
Some local roots of some kind. And it might be that we have an open call for artists all the time, and there's a link on our website at artsgarage.org where you can look for how to contact us about an art exhibit or for a music submission as well and what you need to send. We want you to be local. We want to serve our community, and we don't just mean the Delray community, I don't want to define it. I don't want to put a definition to how far out we'll go. But we want you to be somehow connected to Delray because our job is to help make Delray thrive. And you also have to be emerging. You have to truly not have had a show before. So if you've already had a show or you're part of a larger organization that's already supporting you, that's probably not someone we would want to help. We want to help the ones who maybe can't afford to put frames on their work. Some of these artists are 20 years old and prolific artists already, but they're stacked up in their houses. They don't have a platform from which to sell the work or to showcase it, really.
Can they sell it there from the Grassroots? Okay.
We've made nearly $3,000 in sales for the artists since starting in March. We've had 8 artists, and I can remember one artist who did not sell anything. Everybody else has sold at least one piece. We had a 20-something student who sold, not a student, I'm sorry, a 20-something artist who, no, she is still in school. We had 2 artists at the same time. Both were in school, different types of school. And she sold a $1,500 piece, just the last exhibit. So it's very exciting. And watching the receptions for these people, it chokes me up a little bit when I'm talking because it's magic. There's some kind of magic. We're getting better at branding it and making sure that other people other than the artist's friends are invited to the reception, so which is free. The art gallery is free. You can come in and look and shop and hang out with us if you want just about any time. It's a beautiful space. So it's a really magical thing to see somebody who's never had a show have a whole bunch of people there admiring their work and validating all their effort and giving, you know, keeps the hope alive. It sounds corny, but it really keeps their dream fired up, which is what we want to help do.
Yeah. Our telephone number, if you'd like to ask a question or comment, you're certainly welcome. 1-800-743-9576. 1-800-743-WLRN. Also email radio@WLRN.org. We're talking about downtown Delray Beach and the Arts Garage with its CEO, Marjorie Waldo. Marjorie, tell us a little more about the crowds that are attracted to Arts Garage. What kind of demographics and what can people expect?
So I just finished my end-of-the-year report for a grant we have with the Department of Cultural Affairs for the state of Florida, and pulled some demographics. We've started tracking. That was one of the issues, is that we couldn't track who was coming in. We could make assumptions, and we could look and do sort of a very informal evaluation, but that's not very accurate. So we're trying to collect some data. So we've added some checkout questions on our ticketing system. And what we found out is very interesting. We found out that 46% of our audience is 60 or older, which is a big part of what we do, and it's what we're known for. What I don't think people are aware of is that another 40% are 41 to 59 years of age. So in terms of racial demographics, currently, and mind you that the age and racial information is an optional question, so only about 50% of the people who purchase tickets answer the question. Mm-hmm. In addition, those people who purchase may be purchasing for more than themselves, so it's not a completely accurate data set either, but it's the most effective we've come to yet. Based on the people who have responded, about 64% of our patrons, this is since April 1st when I implemented it, are white, which roughly matches the figures I found on census.gov for Delray, which is 65.7% are white. What we are attempting to do is broaden both the age demographic by enticing the 20 to 40-year-old range, age range, and the racial demographic. We want to make sure that everyone who lives in our city feels welcome here and that they have a what programs we put on, whether it's musical pieces, whether it's music programming, or whether it is theater programming, or education, or outreach, that it's relevant. So we're doing all kinds of things. First, we're broadening the type of music we are known for. So we've historically, or traditionally, or the word escapes me. I guess historically is okay. The Arts Garage has been known for being a place for jazz. So we've done a lot of contemporary and traditional jazz, as well as some Latin. We've broadened a little. We're doing more blues. We do some rhythm and blues. We do some rock and Americana, world music, even a little country. We've attempted to, we've done some hip-hop and some alternative music with the programs that you mentioned at the beginning, which I'll happily talk about for a minute if
right.
you'll allow.
Right.
We're bringing people in from all over the United States, from Memphis to Miami to California to New Orleans, New York, and Cuba, Haiti, Brazil. So we are trying to incorporate performers and artists who represent the beautiful diversity of South Florida and of Delray. We are also doing the younger programming. So we're
I'm going to ask you, Marjorie, we need to take a short break. I want to come back and talk about those for the Strikers drumline and the business side of art. Those are, so we'll talk about that and more of your programming at the Arts Garage. We're speaking with the president and CEO, Marjorie Waldo. We'll be right back.
We return with Topical Currents, Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman with you. We continue our discussion about Arts Garage in downtown Delray Beach with its president and CEO, Marjorie Waldo. Again, our telephone number, if you'd like to join in the conversation, that's easy enough, 1-800-743-9576. Marjorie, now, Bonnie, you mentioned the Strikers drumline. I'm a frustrated amateur percussionist. Tell me about the Strikers drumline.
So Strikers drumline
is that group therapy?
It is group therapy for middle school and high school students, specifically. I'm sorry. Unless you're still in high school, maybe you could be a precocious one.
It's been a couple of years.
It's been a year or two. So it's wonderful. Tova Lovely is the instructor. He's also the drummer in the house band for Shine, which is our all-arts open mic night that targets that younger population I was talking about. So every time we run something like this, part of what we're considering is scholarships. So we had two programs this summer that we're running simultaneously. One is a Saturday program for drumming called Strikers, and it's using a set of drums that was purchased thanks to an Impact 100 grant a couple of years ago, and the kids are anywhere from 11 years old to 17 or 18 years old, but they are still public school age. They're not college aged. And Tova teaches them what he calls the fundamentals from a very academic perspective. He is a music teacher as well as teaching them how to use those things on a drum set if they want to go back home, and many of them are aspiring drummers or very good drummers.
I'm sure their parents will be thrilled when they get that drum set.
You know, I was always glad my kid didn't want one. That's so funny that you say that, because there's only so much protection you can do between your garage and the house, and you kind of feel guilty when they're in the garage and it's so hot in Florida.
I got to go through the learning experience of a youngster on the clarinet.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's not nearly as difficult as drums.
There's some
We'd have to ask his
involved.
Mom. His mom might say something
involved.
Different.
That's true.
So one of our newest programs is called Vibe, and it's intended to be an improvisational jam session. So it's different than Shine, which is an open arts, all arts open mic night. So you can come into Shine and say, I want to sing a Mariah Carey song, and the house band picks up the chord and goes with you, and you perform. Or you can come up and replace the house band and be a band and sit down. We have a young high school band that we've been nurturing a little bit called AWOL, and giving them some performance space. And they came, and the house band got up and let AWOL take the stage. So that's kind of different, where you say, I'm going to sing this song, and everybody has to kind of play along with that song. Vibe is much more improvisational and very cool. We have people attending these programs that here I have planned in my head. I have targeted a younger population, thinking 20 to 40. What we get is about 10 to 75. So at the last Vibe, I got chills when I said it. At the last two Vibes, we've only had two, and both of them, we had 11 or 12-year-old children playing drums, I think, in both cases, but there might have been another instrument, I can't remember, with people in their 70s playing guitar or singing.
How great.
It's just magical. It's really, those programs are just magical. We've got an amazing director of Dopeness who manages all of our alternative
director
programming.
Director of
basically.
What?
Of Dopeness. You know, the young folks, and I'd like to say that I was one still, but like Joseph, I think it's been a couple of years. Dope means really cool. So our manager of cool.
I was taking the wrong impression, getting the wrong impression.
Yeah, no, not that impression at all. Our director of cool, or our director of Dopeness, he helps me put together all of these programmings. His name is Ethan Dangerwing. He's an artist, a photographer, an artist, a singer, a rapper, a writer. He's amazing. And I'm so lucky to have him here. So he helps me birth these programs, and they're just really exciting, and I can feel them starting to take hold with each other as well. What we'd like to do is see a community for artists spawned here, so that when I was in college and I was in theater, and if we performed somewhere other than the college, or even if we did a show at the college, we all went to see each other's shows. We hung out afterwards. We talked about what we were doing. We ran past problems we'd experienced in doing our character or directing the piece or whatever we were working on. That doesn't seem to be happening much here. There's kind of a disconnect. Kids, millennials, come in and do their thing, and then they go. So we want to show them that, and oddly, Ethan is a millennial, but he's not. He's an old soul, and he agrees with me that it would be a really awesome space to have a safe space for artists to feel like they can commune, that they can share their struggles and their successes and create a support network locally that helps grow them.
Well,
so we're hoping that these programs do that.
Marjorie, you certainly have a lot of vitality. I have to give you that. Now.
I can't stop it. I'll talk for hours, so you'll have to cut me off at some point.
Let's see.
Okay, wait. Before we go to that call, the business side of art, just tell us briefly what that is, because
I said briefly because
most artists don't know that side of art.
Well, and it's a program I hope to bring back. So I was collaborating when I first began with Annette Gray, who has recently been appointed to the CRA board here in Delray. She has her own business, Global Business Development. She's a longtime Delray resident, an amazing woman. She was going to do that instruction. We did not have enough of a sign-up. It was the first, so we didn't get to do it. But I'm hoping that Annette will do it with me again as we move forward. It was my first effort at an education launch under my leadership. So we just had a lot of pots on the stove at the same time. So it was a disappointment. The idea is brilliant because it really teaches you about how to sell yourself, about how to interview a possible manager, or how to manage your contracts, or market yourself, or set up a website.
No, it's really important, because most artists
really
do not
important.
Know that side of it, and therefore often don't succeed because of it.
That's exactly right. So we will try it again as long as Annette has time. She's amazing. We just couldn't get the sign up early enough. So I'm getting my feet grounded and growing some roots and getting a little bit better at understanding the programming here, both music, education, and outreach. So
well, we have a caller here, Michael in Delray. He wants to get a word in edgewise. Michael,
all
you're
right.
up. Hi.
It's Michael Schiff, your consumer protection attorney. Hi, Bonnie.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Joseph. I moved last month to Delray Beach from Miami, and I've been going up and down Atlantic Avenue. I was at the Arts Garage many times, which is something I just couldn't get over, how wonderful it is. Last night they had the drum roll, and I thought they were coming to kill me or something because I kept hearing these beep, beep, beep. But there's a lot of things going on, and especially at the Arts Garage, and I was very surprised. I didn't think there was that much culture, and there is, more than I could imagine.
Yeah, Delray's a great place. Well, Miami will miss you, but we're glad you're enjoying it there.
I told Richard we can do it by phone, the at your service.
Okay.
That's another issue. All right.
That's another. Okay, thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Marjorie, I wanted to ask you how, for those listening who want to be able to play at Arts Garage or submit their work, you said, of course, they have to have the Delray connection, but I'm assuming musicians can come from anywhere because you've said that.
They come from all over.
So
that's
how do they get considered to be able to play there?
So you have two routes. One, you can email us at info@artsgarage.org. You can do that. Or you can go on the website, and I advise that especially, really for either aspiring exhibitors for the art gallery or for musicians for either Onyx, which is the younger, more local and hopeful bands, and for the main stage, you should go to artsgarage.org and look at the Contact Us tab. But if you get lost and can't find it on the website, it's a pretty nice website, but if you can't find it, then you can just email us at info@artsgarage.org.
And we'll just say that Arts Garage is at 94 Northeast 2nd Avenue. It's right in the heart of Pineapple Grove in Delray Beach.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a tuned piano on the premises?
We sure do.
Well,
we have
Bonnie,
a couple of
Bonnie
untuned
will be, Bonnie,
ones.
Bonnie will be making her Delray debut
you play?
There.
Not publicly. No, I don't. He's just saying that. I wanted to ask you, Marjorie, you're of that rare breed, actually. You're a native Floridian. You're from Key West. How did you end up there?
I was born in Key West. My dad was in the Navy. I was born in the Naval Hospital, which dates me again because it's no longer around, so it tells you I'm old as dirt. But my dad was in the Navy, so I lived there for just a couple of years. I moved back to Florida, started in Miami in 95 and came to Delray in 99, and I cannot imagine. When I moved to Miami, I felt intuitively that I'd come back home. It just felt like I was supposed to be there. I grew up in Southern Virginia. And Delray has become, this is where my roots are. I'd have a hard time going anywhere else. I just love it here. Really do.
Just tell us briefly, we are going to have to be going, but tell us briefly some exciting events from your upcoming schedule, just immediate upcoming schedule.
There's one, we have good stuff all the time. There's this weekend, we have Lucy Grau. She's a tropical salsa and dance. Next weekend, we have the Glenn Dryhurst Dixieland Band, jazz band. I want to make sure I tell you about the Ben Hecht Show. It is a solo performance piece that is showcasing Ben Hecht, who is a legendary playwright, screenwriter, and newspaper man, and one of the first journalists to write about the Nazi atrocities. The play is about I think it's 90 minutes. I don't want to say it wrong. 70 to 90 minutes. It's a 7 o'clock show in the middle of the week, and it uses wit and wisdom, and it's from the man's own words. James Sherman is the actor and program designer, developer, and he uses the memoirs of Ben Hecht for the script. So it's a really lovely piece and very just a very warm way to handle some very hard
material,
things in our history. Yeah, really tough material. So I really encourage you to do that. And then there's Jazz Gals in August too, later in August on the 19th. So you can't go wrong. I mean, each month we try to program 3 to 4 shows a week. There's usually 4 shows a week.
Yeah, there's a lot
going
on.
And they range
on.
From $10 to $45 a ticket. So you can't beat it. You can't beat it.
Can't beat it.
Great.
Marjorie Waldo is the president and CEO of the Arts Garage. It's a multidisciplinary cultural hub in downtown Delray. Their website is artsgarage.org. And it's at 94 Northeast 2nd Avenue in Pineapple Grove. Marjorie, we appreciate your passion and enthusiasm, and we wish you all the best. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. I hope to hear the clarinet and piano soon. You can come in and perform.
Okay.
Thanks for including me.
Okay. Our pleasure.